Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you will hear, "Listen to an instructor talk to his class about painting."
Artist Grant Wood was a guiding force in the school of painting known as American Regionalist, a style reflecting the distinctive characteristics of art from rural areas of the United States. Wood began drawing animals on the family farm at the age of 3. And when he was 38, one of his paintings received a remarkable amount of public notice and acclaim. This painting, called American Gothic, is a starkly simple depiction of a serious couple staring directly out at the viewer.
Now listen to a sample question. What style of painting is known as American Regionalist? In your test book, you will read A. Art from America's inner cities. B. Art from the central region of the U.S. C. Art from various urban areas in the U.S. D. Art from rural sections of America. The best answer to the question, what style of painting is known as American Regionalist, is D. Art from rural sections of America. Therefore, the correct choice is D.
Listen to a talk given at a ceremony.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome the president of Colton College, the chancellors, the administrators, my fellow faculty members, and the students to the Academic Excellence Awards Night. Our first award for Faculty Member of the Year goes to Professor Patricia Callahan. I'm particularly pleased that this year's winner is from my own department. Professor Callahan has been at Colton College for a total of 8 years now, 2 as a graduate student and 6 as a faculty member. She has consistently received top evaluations from the students as well as from her department head. Her papers on historical economics are well respected by all of her colleagues, including myself, if I may say so. And this year, she received a government grant to continue her work of generating computer models of the economy. Please join me, ladies and gentlemen, in giving a round of applause to Professor Callahan.
Number 11.
What is the purpose of this talk?
Number 12.
Who is the speaker?
Number 13.
What subject does Professor Callahan probably teach?
Good morning, listeners. This is KUNI Campus Radio with the local news. Did you have any trouble getting around in traffic downtown this morning? Several streets are blocked off because of the bicycle races that are taking place today and for the next 4 days. Some races will be taking place downtown, some in Woodland Park on the north side of town, and some on campus. Long-distance road races will be held in the countryside nearby. Our own university is fielding a team to compete for prizes and glory. So come on out and cheer them on. And say, if you found yourself caught in traffic this morning, I suggest that you ride your own bike to class or to work tomorrow.
Number 14.
Who is the speaker?
Number 15.
What is the main topic of the talk?
Number 16.
According to the speaker, where will the long-distance road races be held? Listen to the following lecture about photorealistic art.
Good morning, class. Today we'll continue our study of 20th century art movements
with a discussion of photorealism, a style popular in the 1960s and 1970s. Painters who worked in this style realistically portrayed their subjects down to the smallest detail, and so their paintings resembled photographs in many respects. These painters usually chose subjects that were interesting only because they were so ordinary. A closed-down gas station, an old man waiting for a bus, a dilapidated billboard. Sculptors who worked in this style, such as Dwayne Hansen, created life-size sculptures of very ordinary people. Construction workers, tourists, sales clerks, homeless people. His sculptures are so lifelike that sometimes visitors to a gallery or museum will try to engage them in a conversation. Now we're going to look at some slides of various works of photorealism. I'd like all of you to take notes while you're viewing the slides. And then tonight, I'd like you to write a short paper describing your reactions to these works.
Number 17.
Where was this talk probably given?
Number 18.
Which of the following would be the most likely subject of a photorealistic painting?
Number 19.
According to the speaker, why are the works of sculptor Dwayne Hansen so remarkable?
Number 20.
What will the audience for this talk do next?